Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We are on Lamed Aleph on the top line, Simchas Purim, and today we will learn Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Avram Ben Yosef Moshe, whose Yahrzeit is today, Neshama Shevin Leah. Gufa, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Mode Reb Nechunya Ben Akana. Reb Nechunya Ben Akana agrees, Begonev Chelbo Shel Chavero, if you steal the chalev of your friend, v'achlo, and you eat it, shehu chayev, that you're chayev. You're chayev what? You're chayev to pay for the chalev, even though you're going to get kares for eating the chalev. Why chayev? Right? Because it's not a case of kim le midrab mine, or not. Very simple. Shekvar is chayev b'gneva, because you're chayev in gneva, kodim sheyavol the itzer chalev, before you come to itzer chalev. Very simple. I steal it now, and I eat it 5 minutes later.
You did that avera before the other one.
Exactly. Now, lema pligi de Rav Avin. Let's say this argues on the din of Rav Avin. We're going to spend the whole day on the din of Rav Avin. What's the din of Rav Avin? The Amar Rav Avin. Rav Avin said, Hazorek chet mitchilas arba lesof arba. If you shoot an arrow, and the arrow goes four amos on Shabbos, and while it's going four amos, the kara shiroin, you rip somebody's shirt. Right? So lechora, you've done property damage, and you've done an iser Shabbos at the same time. The halacha is, b'halichaso, you rip the shirt while it's moving the arrow, putter.
Come late in the drama.
Putter, you putter to pay for the shirt. Why? Because you have worse things in your life. You're going to get skila. Right? Right. Right? Shakira, now, Shakira tzorech hanachahu. The Akira is because of the hanacha. In other words, you can't have an Akira without a hanacha. You can, it's not chayef. So the Akira is the 4 hours of movement. The hanacha is the end of the 4 hours of movement, right? Says Rashi, look at the Rashi. Third wide line. Shakira tzorech hanachahu. Hilkach, therefore, Afal gaf, even though the chiyuv mamon, that the chiyuv of mamon is mikame hanacha isyale, the chiyuv of mamon comes before the 4 amos come. Right? Because the ripping of the shirt is during the 4 amos. The iser Shabbos doesn't happen till the end of the 4 amos. That's why you potter. So Rashi explains.
Unless it ends in.
No, we're not saying that. We're saying that even if it ends before.
By the chassam. Right. He's traveling.
Right. Afal gaf, dechi of mamon mikame hanacha, isya, lay, putter. You're still putter for the shirt. Why? Hoel, ubein akira, vahanacha, isyala, lesyale mitha. Because between the akira and the hanacha, that unit gives you misa, you know. You get misa for that. V'tashlumen bo'an ke'echad. It comes at one time. The whole 4 amos is one unit of time. And during that unit of time, you also rip the shirt. Shakira tzorech hanachahi. Akira is because of the hanacha. You can't have an akira without a hanacha. So therefore, it's considered one unit of time. U'me'ahi shaita atchala le'malacha. Right? And at that time, the malacha is being completed. It says the same thing 3 times. Right? But you get his point?
Yeah, so this is the only example that works that way.
Correct.
Didn't we learn yesterday or 2 days ago that the only time you're chayev is when you're not b'day shemayim thing, not chorus, but if you do something that b'day shemayim is gives you misa.
What?
Didn't we learn that yesterday?
That what?
That you're chayev
kimlei.
Kimlay's only.
Yeah.
If it's midday Odom gives you a.
No, not according to Ben Chunya Ben Akana. Even curry.
He's going against that.
Right.
Oh, that's the whole thing.
Right. So you hear what he's saying? So now, let's get back. Reb Chista said that Reb Chunya Ben Akana would agree. Reb Chunya Ben Akana would agree that if you steal chaylev and eat it, you're chayef for both. One's for the money. You chayev once for money, and then you're chayev for what? You chayev once for money, and you chayev kares for eating chalev. Says says the Gemara, let's say that that disputes Rav Oven. Because Rav
Oven. Case.
What? One second. So you're right. It's different for two reasons. Rav Oven said in this funny case with the shooting the arrow and you rip the shirt, that since it's one unit of time, so you're only going to be chayef for Chil Shabbat, you're not going to be chayef for ripping the shirt, and clearly I'm going to Rav Chista.
What does he say about the Chil? What does he say about chelev?
So you think he would say that if you steal chelev and eat it, you're potter on the chelev because you're going to get curry for eating it. So it sounds like he says.
We don't know.
Says the Gemara, Hachanami, here too, by the case of the chelev, Hagba tzorech achili. You're picking up the chelev to eat it. Says the Gemara, Hachi hashta. How can you compare that? How can you compare that? First of all, Hassam, by the case of Shabbos, E.F. Sherlaha Nacha below Akira. It's impossible. Is that? It's impossible to have Hanacha without Akira. It's impossible. You could have it. It's not a malacha. Right? It's not a malacha. What is that? Hacha, E.F. Sherlaha Akila below Hagba. I can have Akila without picking it up. How? I could bend down like a dog and eat it. I don't have to pick it up to eat it. Others say someone could feed it to you. Right? So you can eat without picking it up. It's all every line of this Gemara is like, you know, a week of lamdas. Every line is
every one of these is a different case.
Right. So you hear what he's saying? You can't compare the case of picking up chalef to eat it, stealing chalef to eat it, and shooting an arrow, ripping a shirt. They're totally different. When you shoot an arrow, right, you need both elements. You have to shoot it. It has to go 4 amos. During those 4 amos, it rips somebody's shirt. So you know what? It's one unit of time, it's considered. That's a chiddush in itself. That it's one unit of time, right? And during that one unit of time, you rip a shirt. I hear. What is coming up with the chalif?
The difference is that this is one act.
What?
When I'll shoot an arrow, it's one act.
That's the next answer. Inami or hasam. By the case of the Shabbos, the shooting arrow, e boy lahadure lo matzi mahadale. You can't undo the act. You can't want to take it back. You can't. Once you shoot the arrow, you can't take it back. Right? The Gemara says Dovid HaMelech something. You shoot an arrow, you can't take it back. But Hashem's like that. He can shoot an arrow, he can take it back. Some say a statement like that. Right? Hacha. But over here, over where? By the case of the chelev, matzi mahadale. You can take it back. Right, as Rashi says, Hacha Matzi Mahadali. No, he doesn't say anything. Hilchach Lo Amrinan Mishas Hagba Aschalas Leachila. Picking it up is not the beginning of eating it.
Even with the arrow,
yeah.
Say when it's after you shoot it, change your mind. You can yell to the guy, move.
It doesn't matter.
He still shot an arrow.
And if you rip the guy's shirt, you're still going to be putter. Now we just give two answers why it's different. Number one, because you don't need it. And number two, because you can't take it back. Is there a difference between these two reasons? My ikka, bein hai lishna, lahai lishna. Is there a difference? The answer is an obvious difference. Let's say you're walking in the street with a sword. Or as my son says, a sword. And you're walking with a sword. And you happen to rip somebody's shirt while you're walking. Right? So, ikka benayu, hamaver sakin versus rabim. You're carrying a knife in the street. Vikara, shirayin, palichaso, and you rip somebody's shirt while you're walking. Because, by the way, kimle applies even if it's pishogig.
That's a
See, while you're walking, you have someone's, while you're walking, you rip somebody's shirt, and you're walking in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. The truth is, it's a, even if it's pishogig, right? I didn't mean to rip the guy's shirt, but I did. The point is, so, lahachle, shadamarta, ef shalahanacha below akira, if you want to tell me it's one unit of time, I can't have an Akira without Hanacha. I can't have an Hanacha without it. It's one unit of time. Hachanami, EF Shalah Hanacha, below Akira. It's one unit of time. Right? Lahach Lishon Damarta Lo Matzi Mahadale. But of course, the answer that you can't take it back, Hacham Matzi Mahadale. You could take it back. You don't have to rip the guy's shirt. While you're walking, you can be a little careful and it won't happen. Once you shoot the arrow, it's over. That's the difference. So we started off by saying, if somebody steals chalev and eats it, he's chayef twice. That makes perfect sense. Why? Because it's two distinct acts. And you don't need one, and one doesn't need the other, and one doesn't demand the other. When you shoot an arrow, it's one distinct act, like you said. It's one distinct act. You can't take it back. And one act has two units of time. Okay? Good. Next. Now, Gufa, we just said, Amar Rav Avin, Hazori Chetz, Mitchilas Arba, Lesov Arba, Vikara Shirayin Bahalichaso, Putter. If you shoot an arrow, right? What happens if you shoot an arrow? You putter. Why you putter? You putter for the shirt. Why? Because you chayev misa. Why chayev misa? Because you chal Shabbos. Shot an arrow for Amos and Rishus Rabbim. Putter. Shakira tzarech anachahu. He. Akira is because of anachah. That means it's the same unit of time. Masiv Rav Bibi Barabaya. So Rav Bibi Barabaya asked the question. Hagonev kis b'Shabbos. If somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, chayev. You're chayev. You're chayev what? You chayev to pay back the wallet. Why? Shekvar nischayev geneva. Because you're chayev on stealing. Kodem before sheyavo lidei iser skila. Before the iser skila. Why? Because I'm chayev geneva the minute I steal it. But I'm not chayev on Shabbos until I walk with it. You can't stand still. You have to walk with it. So it comes before. It's not at the same time. If we chayev on the wallet, before you chayev on Isser Shabbos.
What's the chayev Shabbos? What's
the carrying.
Well, let's say you bury it in the backyard. You don't.
We're going to get to that.
You don't leave the house.
We're going to get to that.
So many chayev for digging.
Now, next, we're going to get to exactly your question.
Stay tuned.
Now, let's say like this. Let's say you don't steal a wallet, you steal a piano. The guy's walking in the street with a piano on Shabbos, and you scare him away, right? You scare him away, so he runs away, and now you have a piano in the middle of the street. So what do? It's not a piano, it's a wallet, but it makes more. When I say a piano, now you understand. Hayy Megarer V'yotze, what if you're dragging it? Megarer V'yotze, and you keep on dragging it. Now putter. Now you putter on the wallet. Why you putter on the wallet? Sharei Isser Shabbos V'gneva Boin Ke'echad.
You didn't steal it.
What? What do you mean he didn't steal? Of course he stole it. Of course he stole it.
He stole it, but he's dragging it.
He's dragging it. Why is he dragging it? Because it's too heavy. A better one. The guy from the bank is coming out with this massive sack of money. Right? So you scare him away, you run away, you shoo him away, you steal the bag. You can't pick that up. So he's dragging it. So now, the dragging, the carrying, and the what? And the gneva happen at the same time. Why? Why do they happen at the same time? Why do they happen at the same time? Right? Right, so weird. So the question is, where did this happen? No, this happened in private property. Happened in private property. I came into your house, and you have this huge bag of money, and I beat you up, and I steal it. But it's too heavy to pick up. So I never picked it up in the house. I picked it up only when it got into the street.
It's no hagba.
So the kinyan gneva and the carrying happen at the same time. Good? Therefore, you put it to pay back the bag of money. Vamai.
When are you carrying gneva?
When you pick it up.
You pick it up, and then you walk 10 feet and you drop it in his house. Is that gneva?
In whose house?
In the same guy. Are you carrying gneva?
I don't know. What does that have to do with anything?
No, because maybe it would come together even without the dragging. Because when are you chayiv when you walk out of the house?
So I think when we finish the daf, you'll have an answer to that question. Vamai. No, I think you will. Vamai, why is it true? Why are you chayiv? Isn't it true? Hachanami, let's say the same thing. Lema hagba tzorech hotzahi. You have to pick it up to get it out of the house. Right? Right?
So you shouldn't have to pay.
So therefore what? One second. Right? If not for getting it up, if not for picking it up, you would never be chayev on, you would never steal it. What? Right.
Backwards. Shouldn't it be Shouldn't it be the other way?
No. No. That's what it says. Lema hagba torech hotzahi.
You should never be chayev for gneva.
You should never be chayev for gneva, right?
Right. It's always coming together. Because it seems like.
Right? Does that make sense, that question? The answer is obvious, but the question is a good question. Right? Let's say that Hagbah is for Tzorech Hatzah, and therefore it's one unit of time, and therefore, even if you're not dragging it, even if you're not dragging it, you should be Chayiv. Why else are you picking up this bag of money?
Another question. The reason why he's asking the question about Hagbah is because you don't have the dropping it down part.
What?
You don't have the dropping it down part. That means you only have one half of the equation.
Back to
both of them.
Back to the ratio. I go into your house. I see a little wallet. Ooh! I take the wallet and I stick it in my pocket. It's Shabbos. Then I leave. So what did we say? Chayiv. Why? Because picking up the wallet
came before
Isser Shabbos. But why? Isn't picking up the wallet with the intent? If I pick up a wallet and I put it in my pocket and I never leave your house, did I steal your wallet?
Yes.
Did I?
Yes.
It's still in your house.
Probably not.
I didn't go. Probably not.
Why?
I didn't leave the house. Huh? No, it's not. That's the Gemara's question. So in order for me to be chayev shot, in order for me to be chayev geneva, don't I have to leave your house?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
You know what? What if I
leave this here and I go like this, I didn't steal it?
And then I'm sitting for lunch and I've been for 3 hours. You know what? I'm not going to steal it. I'm going to put it back.
I think yes. I would say that.
I think so too.
Let's say this. I'm in your house. I steal your wallet, Shabbos. I put your wallet in my pocket.
I don't leave it.
And then I don't leave.
It's fine.
2 hours later, you know what? Change my mind. I take the wallet and I put it back.
You just changed the case.
What?
You returned it.
I never left.
The 2 hours later,
so that's not
Geneva.
No, it's still Shabbos.
That's not Geneva.
Hey, his answer.
Exactly, it's not Geneva. You proved my point.
Maybe because you gave it back.
His answer, what yes, you just said is the answer. Let's say
right.
I have it for 2 hours, and then I leave after Shabbos.
So this question, this question is so strong that the Gemara is going to change the case. The Gemara assumes it's so obvious, you're not chayev mi skila, you're not chayev geneva if you never leave the house. The question is so strong that the Gemara has to change the case. Hacha ma eskilin, you know what we're talking about? Kigon, for example, we're going to give a similar answer. Yossi, we're going to give a similar answer. Kigon, for example, Sheik Bihu, you picked it up, Almanas lahatznio, I picked it up to take it out, Vinim lachalav, and then I changed my mind, Vahotzio, and I took it out. 1 second. What? Exactly. We changed the case. Why? Because you would not be chayiv geneva if you never left the house. You didn't steal it. It's in my pocket. Good, but it's still in your rishus. I'm still in your house. You would not be chayiv for that. So when would are you chayiv? The following case. I picked it up because you asked me to check it out to see, something on the wallet. Then, you know what? The wallet's already in my pocket. I'm going to steal it now. Right? So when you picked it up, maybe you asked him if you could borrow the wallet because you want to impress a girl. Okay, fine. Then you know what? I'm not gonna borrow it. I'm gonna steal it. But when you picked it up, you had no intention of stealing it. So we just changed the case.
So you can't connect it like you said. It's one unit.
So now it is one unit. Hachama iskinon, right? Kigon sheikbiuhu almanas latznio. You picked it up to.
So you broke it from the.
Vinim lachalof. You change your mind. Votes you.
Because you broke it from the concept of bringing it out.
Also, there's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. When you pick something up without any intention of stealing it, without any intention of leaving the house, that's not considered an akira. Right.
That's right.
I pick up my siddur. Why? Because my wife said, "Don't keep it on the table. Put it back in the bookcase." And I'm walking around my siddur, and then someone from outside comes to call me, and I go run outside. You're not chayav for that, for carrying. Because when you picked up the siddur, you had no intention to leave the house. Now you change your mind?
No, I thought you're not chayav because you didn't put it down yet.
No, you're not chayav because when you picked it up, you had no intention to leave. It's exactly the same thing over here. When I picked up the wallet, I had no intention to leave with it. I had no intention. Then I changed my mind. I said, ooh, it's such a nice wallet, I'm going to steal it. That's what's going on.
You're asking the question, Hilchos Geneva or Hilchos Shabbos?
Both. Hilchos Shabbos. We're talking about Hilchos Shabbos.
I didn't drop it down yet.
I know, but you left one rishus to another.
Okay.
So the answer is, you didn't leave the house, you didn't pick it up with the intention to leave the house with it. You're not chayev for that. Which is the Gemara's next question. You're not chayev. Right? You're not chayev for that. Why? Because when you picked it up, you had no intention to leave the house. Right? So therefore what? This Hagbah is not the beginning of Hotzah. Right? In order to eat a carriage, I'd have to have a kira and an anacha. This hagbah was not because of hotza. It had nothing to do with that. Why did you pick it up? Because your friend said, put it in your pocket. He wants to, whatever reason. Then, yeah, ooh, you know what? It's such a, I'm going to steal it now. So it doesn't come at the same time. Therefore, Therefore, the chiyuv Shabbos and the chiyuv Geneva don't come at the same time.
Right.
Therefore, there's no kimle. Now the Gemara asked, "V'chi agav nami mechayev? You're not even chayev for that. Are you chayev in that case?" The Amar of Simon, Amar of Ami, Amar of Yochanan, Hamafana chafetim mizavis lazavis. If you're moving things around in the house from corner to corner, your wife says, "Put the books over there, and put the challah board over there, and put the challah knife over there, and put the challah cover," and you're busy moving things around. Then v'nim lach aleihem, you change your mind, v'otzion, and you walk out with that. So putter, you putter. Why you putter? Why you putter? You're holding the challah board in your hand, and your friend says, "Hey, come show, come look at this, come look at my baby." And you run outside, and you still have the challah board under your arm, and you run outside to look at the baby. You're not chayav for that, right? Why not? Shelo ha'isak kira mishar rishon alakach, because you didn't have. The intention to leave. Asks the Shita Mekubet says, ask this question? Yeah. Why, by the way, why is that true? Why are you putter? So what? You picked it up here and I carried it over there. Why am I putter?
Because
in Shabbat, such a thing called Beleches Machsheves. Right? You didn't have intention. Right? Now. Ask the Shita Mekubet says, you came into the house to steal it. So what do you mean you didn't have intention? We're talking about only a case where you decided to steal it after you... That's how I've been presenting it. But how about a better case? I come in to steal it. I have intentions to steal it. So what happened? I put it in my pocket. Now why did I not leave yet? Because the host sat me down and he gave me something to drink and I'm schmoozing. But my intention was to steal it. The whole time my intention was to steal it. So what do you mean you didn't pick it up with the intention to leave? Now I picked it up to move it from here to there. And then I changed my mind. What are you talking about? You're a Gadaf. What are we talking about?
That's what our complaint was before.
Right, that's what I was going
to say. That's what our complaint was before.
Once you put it in your pocket, your intention is to somehow get it.
So the Shita Mekubeta says, gives an unbelievable answer, which is, I guess, a big chiddush in Hilchas Shabbos. He says, Meleches Machsheves means there are no other thoughts in your head. It's just to do the Isser of Shabbos. So when I walk in and I pick up the wallet and I can't wait to steal it, and then I bump into you, "Hey, what are you doing in my house? Come sit down, tell me Dvar Torah." Once that happens, all right, I'll sit there for a little bit. I can't walk out now. I'll sit there for a little bit. Right? So once you sit down, boom, you don't have Meleches Machsheves anymore. I am, all I'm thinking about is, when am I getting out of here? Right? Doesn't make a difference. That's a big chiddush. So the Gemara answers, we're still stuck with the question. The question is, you're not even chayav for that. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Lo tema, so we have to change it. Lo tema al manas lehatznio. Don't say he picked it up on condition to hide it or to move around. Eleima al manas lehotzio. No. He picked it up to move it, to take it out. Right? He picked it up with the intention to take it out. Says, right, look at Rashi. Hacha b'mayaskin. Oh, no, that's not. I'm sorry, that's not a Rashi. No Rashi there. Now, if that's the case, how come there's no Hagba'a Lutzorech Hotza'a? How come not? The answer is, Hachal Mayaskinon Kisha Amad. He stood up. And what did he do when he stood up? He didn't move. So when he stood up, he broke the Akira by standing up and stopping. Says Rashi, Hacha ma'eskin and kisha amad. The amidaso, he hanacha la akira rishona. The standing up is the end of the akira. In other words, I steal a wallet, and then I don't leave the house. I stop. I sit down. I get up. So I've done a lot of akiras and hanachas before I've even left the house. Now, everyone asked me this earlier. Am I chayef for geneva now? Absolutely, yes.
Sure.
I am in your house. So what?
You said the same thing.
Right? The ein chiyuv Shabbos balo al yedei akiras chefetz harishona. The chilul Shabbos didn't happen yet. Why? Because I'm still in the same house. I didn't go anywhere. Right? Ella al yedei akiras gufo. You have to leave the body. Your body has to leave. She'okir atzmo achar ha'amada amanas lahotzio. You have to leave with the intention to leave. Vakiras gufo kakiras chayfetz. That's when you leave, it's considered as the chayfetz leaves. Hilchas Geneva, that was 3 hours ago. So it's not the same thing. Okay? Again, like I told you. Now, Amad Lamai. Now, why'd you stand up? If you did it to adjust yourself, that's considered urchahu. That's considered normal. That's not considered stopping.
I'm talking about in the house, though, right?
In the house, yeah. It's not considered stopping, right? Ella rather, ba'omed lafush. You stood up to rest, right? So when you're standing up, it's like, I'm standing up with the intention to stand up. That turns your standing up into an akira or a hanacha, whichever one you prefer. And then when you already have the stolen object in your pocket, so then the Shabbos and the stolen object don't happen at the same time. Make sense? Right? Now, aval kaseif, but what if you stood up to talk to adjust yourself? Couldn't wait to get out of there. So you stand up, and the guy says, don't forget your coat. Right, I gotta get my coat. That's not considered stopping. I stop for my coat, it doesn't matter. Not considered stopping. Avala kasef mai, what about that? Putter. Then you'd be putter. Right?
Putter from what?
Putter from stealing. Because in the stealing and the hanacha, the stealing and the Isra Shabbos would happen at the same time. Again, because you don't acquire it till you leave, or till you make an akira, or a hanacha on the object, and that happens at the exact same time as you leave the house.
I don't know. To me, it bothers me that if you pick up the item, whatever purpose it is, you pick it up, you're a koinet. You picked it up, you koinet.
We're going to see.
All of a sudden, you're part of. You're
we're going to see.
Ganeva already happened.
In about 5 minutes, the Gemara is going to ask another question about when you're in the street. You know that you can't do a hagbah in Rishus HaYachid? There's no such thing.
In Rishus HaYachid.
We're going to see that in a minute. So, what do you mean? You can pick it up all you want. And if you ask a scientist, what'd you do? He'll say you picked it up. But it has halachic significance. Because you can't be kona something in someone else's house. Why can't you? It's halachic, hilchas kinyan. So, by you...
Ganav is not kona when he picks up his...
Who?
Ganav is not
no, kona. I don't know.
Can't be.
I was wondering about that. Like, you can see why. You can spend 3 weeks on this
neighbor,
stuff.
1 second, because in a worldly neighbor, maybe no, and in a worldly hilchas Shabbos, yes.
Exactly. So then the Gemara asks,
back down to my annoying question.
Wait, yeah.
You swipe it, and then before you leave the house, you drop it. What do you kind
of... It's a good question. I don't know. If you're sitting in someone's house, you steal something, and then you change your mind?
Before you walk out.
Before you walk out, you put it back? I don't know if you chayef a geneva or not. I don't know.
You didn't steal it.
What? What do you mean? You didn't steal it?
You put it in his pocket.
If I went into your house, I took your wallet, and I sat there for 2 hours. Would you think
when
I stole it?
I come back and I see my wallet, huh? And nobody stole it.
Exactly, and then I put it back. So I didn't steal it.
No.
So I don't know.
I come back.
Seems
I'm
not.
Looking for my wallet.
Seems not. Right.
I have the famous story we have. You know, when the guy said, "I wanted to teach you a lesson because he kept his money out and he took the money."
So then he never stole it with the intention of stealing it.
Right. Exactly.
He
right,
just
no.
did it.
He
just
he
what?
He hired
for that. Right, so that's not, I don't know if that's universally accepted.
Yeah.
I'll show, right? People do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, if that's all true, then why is the case so complicated? Potter. So instead of giving me this case where you're dragging it in your Potter, lift on for this nibidi day. You keep a much simpler case. The mad devarma murim, when do we say that you're chayiv on paying back the money? But omid lafush, if you stop. Why? Because once you get up and stop, you break the cycle, you break the flow, and therefore you chayev a stealing. Avol akasef, putter. But if you stop to adjust your load, you're putter. And we'll understand the same halacha. So we gave two cases. Number one was if you stole something. Number two was if you dragged it. Why do you think it's so complicated? Very simple. You stole something, if you stopped, you're putter. If you didn't stop, you're chayev. Ella, rather, this can't be the case. This can't be the whole discussion when you're in the house and you stood up. That doesn't make any sense. It's all rejected. Ella, what is the case? Hamani ben Azahi. It's the Shita of ben Azahi, who has a very unique Shita. The Amar, Mahalech ka'omei dami. That walking is like stopping. So according to him, you can never be chayav for hotzah on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Because every time you walk, it's as if you stopped. Well, because every time you take a step, you stop for a split second. According to him, you stopped. So according to him, how could you ever be chayav for hotzah on Shabbos? So Tosfos gives two options. Either you jump. So you jump the whole length in one shot, or you throw something. But in a chanami, you can't be chayav by walking and carrying something. Aval zorek mai. What about throwing? What about throwing? So I just said throw if you throw your chayav.
Yeah.
Right?
Every time you stop, there's a nochen and a kira.
Right? Aval zorek mai. What would that lacha be? You'd be potter. Why would you be potter? Because the stealing and the hashavas come together. So then lift on listen to me today. So then again, much easier halacha. When is all this true? When is all what true? That you have to pay the money, if you're walking. Why? Because when I steal something and I'm walking, the isher of stealing happens, and the isher Shabbos L'chora never happens. Never happens. Why does it never happen? Because I never walked 4 hours, because I kept stopping. Right? Aval zorek putter. But if you take a throw the wallet, I'd be putter on the Geneva. Why would I be putter on the Geneva? Because I'm going to get chil Shabbos for that. How do you throw it and steal it at the same time? That's a feat. But let's say you do it.
I think there's a question. If you threw it, is it free?
Exactly.
Oh.
Megarer, the Yotze.
We have two agents who won and one two.
We're going to get to that. That's tomorrow's stuff. Megarer v'yotze istrichalei. Yeah. Dragging it is a chiddush. So good at the chibina, because I would have thought, ain't derech hotzah b'kach. That's not a normal thing to do. That's not a normal way of carrying. We know that carrying in abnormal ways is not considered carrying. Kamash malad, that is considered normal carrying. Now, ubamai, what kind of wallet are we talking about? What kind of bag? Ibarav ravi, if it's a large bag, so urchevu, that's normal. Ibizutra, if it's a tiny bag, lav urche, that's taka not normal. Ella, the answer is, bimiti, it's a mid-sized bag. Exactly. Now, Udaafke Lehecha. Where'd you take this bag? Where'd you carry it from? Where'd you steal it from? You stole it from someone's house, right? Where'd you take it to? Idaafke Le Rosh Hasharabim. If you took it to Rosh Hasharabim, Isser Shabbos Ika, Isser Geneva Leka. There's an Isser Shabbos, yes, but there's no Isser Geneva. Why is there no Isser Geneva? Because you can't be cornered something in someone else's house.
That means you're right. That means I'm not chayv for a geneva until I pull it out of your house.
Exactly.
So in other words, if I shoot you in the house.
No, I'm sorry. No. It's your Shabbos Ika, it's your geneva Leka. It says there, you cannot. You can't do Mashiach in Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So we're talking about a bag that you're dragging.
Right,
yeah. You can't. That doesn't work. Now look at Tosvos of 1, 2, 3. The fourth Tosvos. Ida afkei le Rosh Hashanah isa geneva leka. Af agav to ikal amandar parakam above matia. The dalat amos konis lola adam. Afilu b'Rosh Hashanah. One second. You acquire your 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, hani me. That's only for good things. Gabi mitzia. You find something. Dolo lasi lentsuye. They shouldn't have fights. Ubi get or throw a woman a get. Mishum iguna. We don't want her to be stuck. So we tell her. Oh, if it fell in front of her, in her 4 amas, in which is a rabim, that works. But to give you chayachi of misa, no. Aval gnov to be a ganiv. Lo takinu shekonu dolo dalaramas. No, we don't make such a rule like that. But to help you, we'll make a rule like that, not to hurt you. Say that agadah. Now, an e the afkil rishus yachid. If I went from your backyard to my backyard, and I never crossed over rishus rabim, isser geneva ika. I did steal it. However, isser shabbos leka minat Torah. There's no. That's not carrying. If I go from one rishus yachid to another rishus yachid, it doesn't count. Right? Lo tzricha. The answer is the afkil litzidei rishus rabim. I went to the sides of the rishus rabim, which is like this quasi area. Kiman, Ikra Balazar, if it's a Balazar, who said that? It's a Balazar, the Amar Tidir Rosh Hashanah, Kishas Rabbim Dami. Tidei Rosh Hashanah has the status of Rosh Hashanah. Isra Shabbos Isra Gnev Aleka. And Iker Rabbanon, Darai Tidei Rosh Hashanah, Lav Ker Rosh Hashanah Dami, Isra Gnev Ika, Isra Shabbos Leka. What's going on? So the Gemara says, La'olam Krebi Eliezer. Really, it's like Rabbi Eliezer. V'chiyama Rabbi Eliezer, Tidei Rosh Hashanah, Gishas Rabbim Dami. When does Rabbi Eliezer say that the Tidei Rosh Hashanah, which is like some side street, which is not a real Rosh Hashanah, when does it have the status of Rosh Hashanah? Hani mili le'inim chiyuvah de Shabbos. Only regarding Shabbos. The zimnin, because sometimes, the dachki rabim v'ayli lahatzam. The overflow of traffic, the people, will go over there. Aval le'inim mikna kani. But regarding a kinyan, yes, yeah. Regarding a kinyan is a kinyan.
No, because it's not considered such a rabim.
Exactly. My time of why? Dahalo shchichi rabim. Because more must be a rabim than not there. Ravashi Amar, I'll give you another answer. Right? I'll give you another answer. Kigon, the answer is what are we answering? We asked, how could you be Kone? Mashiach doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. That was our question. Shitzirif Yado Lamata Mishlosha, you put your hand between three tvachim to the ground, the kiblo, and that's how you took it. Kidirava. The Amar Rava said, Yado shel Adam Chashuvalo ka arba al arba. The hand of a person has the chashivas of 4x4. Rav Acha Masni Hachi, Ravina Masni. That's how Rav Acha learned. Ravina learned like this: La'olam really the afke l'Rosh Hashanah. Really, you took it out into Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah nami kona, and a Rosh Hashanah you can be kona. Vitarvayu b'diyuka the Hamasnisan kamiflugi, and they're both arguing about this diyuk in a Mishnah. The Tnan we learned in a Mishnah. Ready? Hayamoshcho. Viyotze, if I'm carrying out your ox, I just bought an ox from you. Where am I? I'm in your property. I went to buy your house to buy the ox. And I'm carrying it out. Umei spiritus bailim. And where does it die? It dies in the seller's house. Didn't the transferring of money.
This is a ganav. This is a ganav.
Oh, it's a ganav. Okay, fine. Umei spiritus bailim, potter. The ganav is potter. Why is the ganav potter? He didn't take it out yet. He isn't fully intending to. Fine, but you got to cross that threshold, and he never did. Higbihu, what if he picked it up? Oh, so tziu mirishus bailim v'meis. And then he picked it up, moved it out, and then it died. Now chayev. Why? Because the ganav now is the owner.
That's because you can be kind in somebody else's right.
Exactly.
Ah, so Ravina daik mi reisha, Ravacha daik mi seifa. Ravina daik mi reisha, hayamosh chaviyoto meis perushus bailim potter. If I was carrying it, I didn't get it out yet. That I'm potter. I was dragging the ox out, and it died right before the threshold. I'm potter. Thank goodness it died, I'm potter. Why? I didn't get it out yet. Taima, demes perushas bailim. The whole reason is because it died. Ha tziu mirushas bailim umes. What if I got it out? Chayev. Then you'd be chayev. What do you see from here?
Not because it died.
What?
Because one, you dragged it, which is not a king. And what do you
want to
do? But what do you see from here? What do you see from here that you can do Mashiach in Rosh Hashanah?
Yes,
had I got it out into the Rosh Hashanah, I'd be chayev. I did Mashiach.
That's not because you didn't chayev. That's because they
got it out of the Mashiach. That's exactly the diyuk he's making. The only reason I'm not chayev is because it died here. And what if I crossed the line? Then I'm chayev. Right. Why? Because I was coded. I was Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, you can be coded things in Rosh Hashanah. You see clearly. Rav Acha daik mi seifa. What do we say in the seifa? No, higbi o shi tzu. I picked it up or I got it out. What do you mean I got it out? Hotza dum yid hakba. Got to get out. It's like hakba. My hakba da asi li rishusei. Afotza nami da asi li rishusei. Where did I get it to? My property, not the street. But if it died in the street, I'd still be potter. Why would I still be potter? I didn't get it yet. Because you can't acquire things in the street.
You took it out of Rishus and Yochin and put it into Rishus HaRabim. It's a different Rishus.
No, because you can't acquire things with Mashiach and Rishus HaRabim. It's very simple. So where did he go? To his own house. Then it died. A different story. Right? Now, Ravacha, Kasha, Ravina, Kasha, Seifa. But each, the opposite one doesn't agree with them. So Reisha, Ravacha, Lo Kasha. That's not a Kasha. Kamadil, Asil, Rishus, Rishus Baila Karina Bay. No, as long as it didn't get into your Rishus, it's called the other guy's Rishus.
And
Yeah. And Seifa L'Ravina Lokasha. And Seifa, the Seifa is not a Kasha called to Ravina. Why not? Hotza Dumi Dagba Lomrinan. That's Chiddush to say that Hotza is like Hotza, like Hagba. Who said that? Not impressed with that. And therefore, therefore that wouldn't be true. And that's how they, and that's how we end off this Gemara. All right? Because it's all very hard. Everybody have a very, very good day. And a Freilich and Purim. And we'll pick up tomorrow.